USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Wyoming GOP Representative Liz Cheney said at the Texas Tribune Festival Saturday that if former President Donald Trump becomes the Republican Party's nominee for president in 2024, she will not remain a Republican.
I think that Donald Trump is he's the only president in American history who refused to guarantee a peaceful transition of power. I'm going to make sure Donald Trump, from the judgment I can, to make sure he's not the nominee. And if he is the nominee, I won't be a Republican.
Ms. Cheney also said she'll campaign for Democrats to ensure that Republican candidates who promote election lies do not get elected. Elsewhere, Hurricane Fiona, now downgraded to post-tropical cyclone Fiona, hammered Canada Saturday, bringing hurricane gale force winds, heavy rain, and destruction to parts of eastern Canada. According to emergency officials, 92% of homes on Prince Edward Island and 79% in Nova Scotia have lost power as a result of Fiona. Right now, they're working hard to clean up downed trees in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Virtual reality glasses may help with your surgery pain.
Virtual reality glasses are helping surgery patients experience less pain. A study of patients undergoing surgery found that those who were immersed in virtual reality glasses during the procedure were calmer, managed to recover faster, and used less anesthetics. The research into VR and surgical outcomes will continue. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Two U.S. military veterans who disappeared 3 months ago while fighting with Ukrainian forces against Russia arrived home to Alabama on Saturday. Alex Druke, 40, and Andy Hinn, 27, had gone missing June 9th in the Kharkiv region of northeastern Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Attendees of a music festival in New York City Saturday night appeared to boo House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she made a surprise appearance at that event. Pelosi took the stage of New York City's Global Citizen Music Festival, where she was booed by those in attendance. Videos on social media appear to show that. After being introduced to the stage by Priyanka Chopra Jonas, an actress who is married to Nick Jonas, Pelosi briefly spoke about carbon pollution and climate change. As Speaker of the House, I'm here to thank you for your dazzling advocacy, entrepreneurial thinking, and determination as global citizens, she told the crowd, according to the New York Post. Three people, including a couple of teenagers, were wounded by gunfire late Saturday at an amusement park southeast of Pittsburgh, which was kicking off a Halloween-themed festival. Allegheny County police said a 39-year-old man and two 15-year-old boys sustained leg injuries in the gunfire shortly before 11 p.m. Saturday at Kennywood Park in West Mifflin. Park security responded along with local and county police who were working a security detail at the park. And a storm-weary nation faces another potential weather disaster. The Sunshine State bracing for landfall from Ian in the middle of this week. Residents in Key West stocked up on essential supplies, hoping they'd dodge a bullet.
Pretty much hunker down and, you know, cross their fingers.
Just make sure I'm self-sufficient for a while, because I know electricity's going to go out, and I'll be fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.